Okay, Hilchos Kelim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis Chaf Gimel. In Perek Chaf Aleph, the Rambam is going to discuss Yedos HaKelim, the extremities of a garment. How long are they away from the garment? That if they become tummy, does the garment also become tummy? And vice versa, if the beggar becomes tummy, do these strings that come out of the beggar also become tummy?
The last paragraph at the end.
So it's the Zelbein. We have something that is woven, and the design was to leave strands coming out. And if we have a sheet that has an unfinished hem. These strands are called nimin. What is their length? So for a sheet and for a head covering, for a scarf, or for a veil, six etzbois. So up to six etzbois of a string that comes out from these type of begadim. If the bag becomes tummy, the length of that string also becomes tummy. Anything beyond six etzbois does not become tongue. If we have a cloak, shuhu karua, mitchilas vat seifer, that is split from top to bottom, and then only after a person puts it over him does he attach the hems at the bottom. This is one of the opinions of what was the beggar to the Kohen Gadol, the blue beggar. It wasn't a round tunic, it was split from all sides and was placed over him. So shir chot of eser etzbois, not the meil. Oh. The meal. So the chutim at the bottom that attach both edges of the meal would be 10 etzbois for each string, because you need to kind of apply them together to tie. Asagis, if we have a thick blanket, a mantle and a cloak, shalosh etzbois. V'chal yosef shon elu, any part of the string beyond these extremities, hanagei boitoi, v'afal pisha beget tabi b'midras, oi b'shatume. So even if a zav sat on the beget, so anywhere beyond 3, 4, whatever number of its boys is beyond the shear that the Rambam listed is tar. Vein sarchlim and needless cessation. Nogav tuma biyasi shabega toiv. If tuma touches at the edge of those strings, that the beggar is tar. Based nimi hakipa shalresh. If we have strands that emerge from a head covering, v'hamas v'shemnichan harvim apaneim, or a mask that is worn by the adzak, like a kafia, but they put it also over the front of the face. V'hakilkilin hashazurim in haseyar, belt made from goat's hair that was placed underneath the stomach of the camel to support the saddle. V'apunda shalevish adam absari, it's a type of a vest, an undergarment. V'asimla v'hapargid shamanichan al apsachim kmei pereches, different types of handkerchiefs and spreads that were placed over a person's door to kind of give it a psachash of a tzir. Nimehen kol shehin, then the length, any length of the strings that come out from these begadim, if the beggar becomes tummy, those strings also become tummy. If we have a plumbing line which was used to see if the wall that they are measuring this mishkelus with is a straight wall or crooked, that's the mishkelus. So if that the weight becomes tummy, then 12 tefachim of the string that is attached to that weight is considered chibur to it. And if the mishkelus becomes tummy and beyond 12 tefachim somebody touching that string, he would be tahu because it's not tzarich for the mishkelus. So mishkelus shel charashim, if we have a weight that a commenter uses, Shmena Sotafach, he needs the string to be longer, so it's like a hemshach of the Mishkelus up to 18 Tefachim. V'shal Banoin, of Bildes Chamishim Amma, V'yasam, Yidis Eilo, any measurement beyond these measures, Afa Pishu Reitzi Bikum, even if he wants to have such a very long string, Tahu, it would remain Tahu. So therefore, if the weight becomes Tame, that string will remain Tahu. Da'ad Mishkelus Shal Sayyad Mishal Tzayarin, these weights that are used by roofers and by artists, Afil Al-Rukin Kol Shehein, Tamehim. Any length that these strings are, they would be makabel tuma if the weight was makabel tuma, because they need for the work that they're doing a very, very long string.
I think when the
mishkeilos
touches over here, that it's meant to see shaliyah he'akris al akum.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he uses, it's a certain type of mechanism that they would use, as I mentioned before, to make sure that they would use it to see if the wall was straight, if the wall was crooked. That's the word. But these professionals, they had a certain echachma that required the string of the weight to be much longer. They needed pashat for the malach. Uh-huh. So therefore, if the weight becomes tummy, the string also becomes tummy. So just to recap, the regular miznem that they would have was a string that was attached to a rod. From this rod, dropped two strings that held the pails of the scale. So we have the chut miznem shel zahavim. If we have the... yeah, right, exactly. So if we have the chut mizdaim shel zahavim, this is the chut mizdaim, okay? The string that he's holding in his hand that attaches to the con. Shel pelas, also of a regular balance scale.
Zahavim is gold?
Zahavim, yeah, a goldsmith. Shel sheikla garment tev, And a scale used by those who weigh precious purple cloth, that is the string that he holds, on to which the scale is suspended. That that chut mizayim is 3 etzbos. What about the kana, the beam, and the strings that come from, that suspend down from either side of the kana? Kol shehen, any length, they are considered part of the mishkelos. What about the chut of people who sell glass and different types of metals? Shlosha tefachim. Kana shelo v'choteha, it's kana and the strings that come down from either side of the kana, 12 tefachim. Chut mizayim shel chen v'nim shabal lebatim, tefach, the chut mizayim that of a stool, of a store owner, of a homeowner, is a tefach. He just needs to have a very, very simple mishkel. So the length that's required for the scale is only a tefach in length. Kneim is named choteh. Therefore, the stick and the strings that are suspended from either side, shishu tefach. Chut miznaim shot samarim shal shekli zchochis. The chut miznaim of those who scale wool and weigh glass is 2 tefachim. Kneim is named choteh. And the stick and the 2 strings that come from either side of that scale is 9 tefachim. Vayasu shurin halo inan chibor. Any length beyond these shurim that the Rambam gives aren't considered necessary for the scale. So therefore, if he has a scale that he only needs to hold it by a tefach, and there was 2 tefachim, and the scale becomes tummy, that extra tefach on top remains tahor. They would have the bed frame, and then they would wrap strings around the bed frame to, I guess, put the mattress on. So at what point of wrapping these strings around the bed frame do we say that the strings also accept tumah? When he wraps the strings in a formation that gives it about 3 cubes. When he fasten the strings, he ties the string around the side, the post of the bed, he ties a knot. So anybody three etzbos beyond the knot that extends outside of the bed is part of the knot, because sometimes they're not loosened, so the string is kind of drawn in to the knot. So up to 3 etzbos is still considered part of the mita. So therefore, if the mita becomes tummy, 3 etzbos beyond the knot also becomes tummy. But the rest of the string after the knot, tahu, because even if you were to detach it from the rope that is connected to the bed, nothing bad would happen. The bed would remain strong. If we have a cord that extends from a bed that is tummy, ad seif arba tfachim, hanegeya boi tahu, then until the end of 4 tefachim, it's considered tahu. Sheini mitzarche mita. Afi sheini roi laklum. Metchilas chamisha vatseif asara. However, here we have an interesting case. Even though we're saying from 0 to 4, it's tahu. But from 5 to 10, it's tummy. Why? Nishatein abay samitis, because people have very small apartments, so he wants to, I guess, hang up his bed. So he has that longer string that helps him hang it up. Masar v'lechutz, but from unit 10 and on, tahir, that part of the string is tahir, but pneishu yasir al tzerich hamita, it's not needed for the function of the bed. Ches, avnit shel arig, the person has a woven sash, shemakifin, oise alamitak de lakabitz ivoreha. They would erect the sides of the bed, and they would use a sash to fasten the sideboards together. V'hu nikra mizran, not mizron, which is a mattress. The mizran is the sash that goes around it. Shemiktsas yetzam enemita. So they would, I guess, after they finish wrapping it around the bed, they would tie a piece of knot and have the rest of the mizran, the mizran lie there. So adasar tfachim, till 10 tfachim is considered harihu mitzarchi mita. And therefore, if the mita gets tummy, up to 10 tfachim, that sash is tummy. Yaso kein ene mitzarchi mita. Umizan shabala, if we have this sash that is worn out, imnishim emeno shivit tfachim, the elasis emeno chavik lechamor, if 7 tfachim remain enough to make a chavak, which was placed under the saddle of the donkey, to make sure the saddle doesn't press too hard on the back of the donkey, harei ze mekabel tumah, then it would be mekabel tumah. Test, mita shehoisa tamei midras, mizran yetzei mimeno. If the bed is tamei midras, and it has this mizran that is wrapped around it, adasar tefachim, as mentioned before, up to 10 tefachim of this mizran that goes beyond the bed, harei av tumah, kemita atzma v'akal midras, it has together of an av, miasar v'alachutz, harei kemaga midras. So any part of the mizran beyond 10 tefachim is considered something that's touched the midras, and therefore addition.
Dara says of... The midran is where again?
Show there's an image. Oh, sure. That's the mizran. So up to 10 tefachim, if a zav sat on the bed, up to 10 tefachim of the mizran, it goes around the sides of the bed. So if the zav sits on the bed and makes everything an av, so up to 10 tefachim of the mizran, say this is up to 10 tefachim, that's also an av, whatever touches it is considered maga midras. So it's not considered
the issue. The rest of it is maga midras?
Maga midras. It's something that touched the midras, which is an issue. So then, and likewise, if the Zav didn't sit on the bed, he sat on the Mizram. If he sat on within 10 tefachim of the mid of the mizron that is connected to the bed itself becomes an av. But if he sat on the sash that is beyond 10 tefachim of the pot that is connected to the bed, even if this sash that went around the bed extended off the bed even 100 amas long, kulay chibur. Ketzad, 4th and 10th, that mizron shul karach lamita v'hichnis ksaskil oil hameis. Shenogel sheretz b'ktsasay shenofem mashkin tmeimot ktsasay. If we have this sash that's wrapped around the bed, and after he finished wrapping it around, he has a string that extends from it 100 amas long, and at the edge of that string, a mace touched it, or sheretz fell on it, or tommy water fell on it. Nitmei samita, the bed that is on the other side of the 100 amas over which the sash is bound around, also becomes tummy. Afilo hoy hakotza shenitmei yetzem in amita meyo amri. That is machnishtes how long that string is. Yud. Mita tmei midras v'karach l'mizron. If he has a bed that is tummy midras, and only afterwards he wrapped the sash around, mahakir tummy midras. If when he took that sash off, amita midras kashay, so the mitra remains a midras, but b'mizron maga midras. It's consideration. Hoysa tmei tumas shiva v'karach l'mizron, if the bed was tumas shiva, tmei meis. And only afterwards you wrapped around the mizron, kulot tmei midras shiva. If you then took the mizron off, he tmei kashay, so the bed remains tumas shiva, but b'mizron tami tumas erif. Considered tami tumas erif. Doesn't retain the gather of the bed. If the bed itself, the frame of the bed itself was tami tumas erif, and you wrap the mizron around it, hakol tami tumas erif. If rishay, the moment you take this mizron off, he tami tumas erif, v'mizron tahu. The bed frame remains tami tumas erif, and the mizron becomes tahu. The reason is because as long as it's part of the bed, so it retains the gather of the bed. The moment it comes off, then we don't say that kelim can be metama the kelim, even rishon is solution by kelim. So therefore, it remains tahu. So you have the bed frame around which you tied this sash, and then it comes in contact with a mess. Hakal tami tumas shiva. Peresha, you took the mizron off, tami tumas shiva, right? Because the tuma came in contact with the mizron when it was connected to the bed frame to begin with. Naga b'sheretz l'chayetz behen. If when the mizron is surrounded around the bed, came in contact with the sheretz, tamei tumas erif. Peresha, tamei tumas erif. The only difference we say is if the mizron became tummy and then you wrapped the sash around it and then you took the sash off, then the status of the tumah would change for the mizron. If you have the leg of a bed that was tummy medras and you attach it to the bed, hamita kula midras, so that transfers tumah to the whole bed as an av. Perisha, you took the leg of the bed off, hakera tumah midras kashayisat remains a midras, hamita maga midras. So it's a risha. The chenem hoisa hakera tumah tumah shiva v'chibla midras. Same applies if the leg was tami tumas mes, you attach it to the bed frame. Amita kula tumei tumas shiva. The whole bed frame attains the status of tumas mes. Kilo naga hameis bekera shalah. V'im hizal amita. Therefore, when the slag is still attached to the bed frame and you spritz the mechatas on the bed frame, tara hakera bechlala. The bed frame, including that leg that was originally tami, becomes tari. V'im pesha kena mazoya. But if you remove this leg of the bed before you spritz the mechatas on the bed frame, hakera tmeya tumas shiva kishahisa. That leg that the leg of the bed remains tomei tumas shiva regardless. V'amita tomei tumas erev. It's like maga. It's something that touched. It's something that was tomei tumas shiva. Ha'isa akera tomei tumas erev v'chibra l'mita. Therefore, by extension, if the leg of this bed was tomei tumas erev and you attach it to the bed, hakav tomei tumas erev, including the rest of the bed frame. Peisha, if you then remove this leg of the bed, he tomei tumas erev. It still attains as gather of tumas erev. V'amita tahira. She'ein hatomei. This is the reason also for the end of halacha yud. She'ein hatomei. Tumas erev min ameis matamelu yodam alakeim. Something that is tummy and the gather of tumas erev, it already had gone to make. You're waiting for sundown. It can't be matami human beings and keim. What pnisha hu vlad k'mesh biyam tzarishin in yishun yisarishin bekeim. Achen edim b'shen b'mader shalmader shenitim b'meis v'chakachib l'mader. Similar dinim apply to regards to the tooth of a plow. That if the tooth of the plow became tummy, then you attach it to the plow, so then it attains the gather of the tooth. If you remove the tooth, then the tooth still retains its gather of tumah, but the plow then gets a lower level of tumah. Okay. That's the vart. If you have two kelim that are made from different parts, one part of the kelim became tummy, say tummy medras, you attached it to the rest of the kelim, this whole new kelim that you attached to is medras. You remove that part, still remains a medras, but the kelim that you removed it from is now a rishon. That's the vart. A perik of base, and
the whole kelim becomes tummy because of that one part.
Right, because it's a unit of this entire kelim. So the whole keli attains the gather of that small unit. But the moment you remove that small unit,
the rest of the keli comes tar?
It doesn't become tar. It's as if it touched it. It comes a rishon. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. In Perichov Beitzah, I'm going to discuss Kabbalah's the way that begadim come to me. Lach alef kamashir habeged lehistami. What is the minimum measure of a cloth to be makabel tumah? Shloisha tefachim al shloisha tefachim lemedres. Again, medres means it has to be something that's right to sit on, so it's a larger tefach of 3x3 tefachim. V'shalosh etzbois, v'shalosh etzbois, mchavonis emamlal. If you have 3x3 etzbois, which is much a smaller shear, together with the loose strings that are hanging off it, l'tumas hameis elushat tumas. But medvar memorim, when do we say that if you have a 3x3 etzbois, it could attain tumah bebeg etzemer pishtim? Only regarding a bagel is made from wool or linen. Av begodim shashar minin, says Rambam, ein makabun tumah mikol hatumas. The only attain tumah if there are 3x3 tefachim or more. So when do we say that something can be makabel tumah if the 3x3 it's bois? Only something is made from tzemer pishtim. Shenemar, and we learn this out from the pasuk oy beged, from which we learn that mepir shmu lamdu shabah hakosav barabis shloisha tefachim al shloisha tefachim bishar begadim latumah. That oy beged, the way the Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, it meant that Tzemer and Pishtim attain Tumah by Shalosh Shoshes Bois. Oy Beged includes all other begadim that they attain Tumah, but not Shalosh by Shalosh Bois, Shalosh by Shalosh Tfachim. But Medvim Amorim, again, when do we say that you can have something that attains Tumah 3x3 its Bois? Bikroim in Habegadim. Aval, Dahan, you had a Beged that was Tommy, and a piece of it ripped off, which is 3x3 its Bois, of Beged to Pishtim, it still retains its Gedder of Tumah. Aval ho'erik beged b'fni atzmi kol shehu, but if you were to weave even a very small beged, hariz makabel shar tumes chutz mitumes medris, it's makabel any other tumah with the exclusion of tumes medris, shein makabel oisa el horay lamedris, which is 3x3 tefachim. So the Ram is going to go into detail and explain this halacha behem shach ha'perik. Lachavis, begadim ha'avim b'yosef, we have before a couple other klonim. If we have very thick cloths like felt, k'mei ha'levadin, v'hanamatin ha'kashim, the very thick blankets, or begadim ha'rakim b'yosef, the very soft, k'gain, big day pishon shom mitzrayim, shabasin nina mitachtov, it's flax from mitzrayim, that is see-through, einon mekablum tumah, ad sh'yir bekera, shleish ha'shleish tzfachim, bein l'medres, bein l'shar tumas. Chiddush is that we said before, if you had the larger beged that is tummy and you ripped off 3x3 its bois, that is tummy, that's because it's a regular shimush. But because these begadim are very thick, very thin, we say that if you ripped off a chelik, it has to be at least 3x3 tefachim, not its bois, 3x3 tefachim to still attain its gather of tumah, to retain its gather of tumah. Yemul kol aklis makabis tumah kibgadim. Any woven net is makabel tumah, just like a beged. Echad akilei chutim asayim pith. This applies whether one weaves strands together and makes them into a thick cord. Oy ha'oy ha'oygon v'ason avni, to make them into a belt v'cheitze bay. Chutz mekliya sh'oysen atzamar n'nitsha batzamar, this is with the exception of a net made by wool merchants to hold wool together. Shehita ha'ira, because the holes are very large. Hakela sh'beis kibol evin sh'ba. Oruk oy oy, if we have a slingshot whose base kibol, where you would put the rock to throw, is made of skin or a cloth, a woven cloth, mikabelas tumah, because it's a clean kibbol. Nifsek beis haetz bashala tahira. So the side of the string which you would insert your finger to, inside, if that knot was snapped, so you can't use it anymore. So now it's toy. But nifsek beis apikia shala bulvad, if the other side of the string, where you hold with your index and thumb finger and you throw it around, adan hibutumasa, because you just have to kind of pull the string closer to the other finger. But as long as the knot is there, it still attains its gather of tumah. Hamichmeris for the shasis, these are different types of nets, mekabel tumah. The hachelim, if it's like a fish net, mekabel tumah b'pnei zutoy, it attains tumah because there's a pocket in the middle of the net, b'pnei she'eini oisa ha'svacha, and the net and the netting in the middle of that pocket of the bigger net, that can be yosev arihi kebeged. It's a type of very large net, and when they would pick up the fish, I guess the fish would fall down to the bottom of the net, and there was a beged, a very thinly woven beged, that would catch all the fish, which had holes. So because of that small beged, it's considered a kli kibbol. Ho'isa beged me'achenim, a person who makes a garment from these, from such a net, it's tahir, min zutay, but again, from that, from the small kelev in the middle of the larger net, mistami, because it is a kli kibbol. Da'ot, also chalok min ha'mishmeres, if a person made a cloak from a filter. Im yesh b'shleisha shleisha, mekabel tumah, if the suvah v'tfachim, it's mekabel tumah. Hey, m'shameres shal yanshu balsa, if the filter cloth for wine got worn out, im shemeshes mein malacha rishonah, it can still be used as a mishmeres tameya v'mlav tohira. Rachava mitbechei sfarim hamtziyaris, covers of sefer Torah which are designed, ein mekabel tumah pnei she'eino meshamshen adam, it's not for human use, it's for the sefer. Sheheri tziyurin meidalin shebishvil sefer nasu, the image on them shows that they are made for that function, not for human, interaction.
What's the halacha of something shamashe kelim?
Right. So that's fine. We'll get back to it afterwards. You bring up a good point, but over here he's saying that. Over here he's trying to say that. Right. Okay. Connected. He's saying that the outside beged for the beged for the material to become tummy is if kelim, not begadim. It's a different Indian. For the beged to become tummy has to be used for human use, not for sefer Torah. If this felt, if the material doesn't have pictures on it, and get any other tomb besides the medris. If the garment that doesn't have the tzirah, if the cover for the sefer doesn't have a tzirah, it can attain any other tumah besides the tumas medris. Because tumas medris, it's medris, it's something that people use in a fixed way to sit on or sleep on. So therefore, tumas medris it can't get, but other tumas it can. He puts a cushion on his shoulders to make sure that the stick he's holding doesn't weigh down on him too much. That cushion is mistam bemedris. The person has a cloth that he wants to design to weave on. If he then decided not to weave on it, so now it's ready for human use. If a homeowner made different types of curtains to hang up around his house, because that for the walls of his house, not to wear. A cloak that is made like a veil for people for leitzim to play with. Yod kefach shenasonei al has kefach under gesed kefach shenasonei al sefer a woman's type of a doily, yeah, it's kind of a the type of a tichel. Time a kabel tumis medes, have a mistame bemes b'shat tumis. Gets tumis medes another tumis. Dalfa oisei is polonis bein al ha'ir bein al ha'beged. The person makes a bandage, whether from leather or from cloth. So that is the material that he's using to make the bandage with. Afal pi shesh b'hin shir, even if it has the minimum shir. Tahirin, they stole the remain tahir. Also, alein melugma, if a person made a melugma, which was a type of paste that they would use different kamachim and make as a type of a sponge to heal the wound. So ala beged, if that melugma was placed on a beged, in a makabel tumah, should in a slachach in the roi, because now this beged that has all the gluey substance on it can't get it off, so it won't be used for human use. Val ho'o, but if it was applied to a hide, makabel tumah. That hide would eventually be makabel tumah mishkaneach v'roi l'mishkav, because the plastic that they placed on it could be removed, and then you can use it for mishkav. You base memasi kabel beged tumah. What point does the cloth become susceptible for tumah? So till now we discussed kind of the different bechlolos, the different shiurim. That's going to be more about pratis. Mishiarik b'shalshes b'yis b'shalshes b'yis. Once a person weaves 3x3, it's b'yis. V'cholak kelim haneragim b'machad. Any keli that is woven with needles, kagain hakis v'in pelah, for example, pockets and leggings. Ein mekablon tumah achi degomer malachton. They only attain tumah once their fashion has been completed. Yudgimah. Cholak kelim hanasin agabim machad. Kagain metzoda. Any keli that I made with needlework, like a trap, kaven shenasi b'hen b'skibol. Malach the mekabel tumah, once the receptacle was made for the trap, once that is made, which is why he's making the whole keli to begin with, it's mekabel tumah. Yidal tzvacha sham maniches habonis berashin, it's a type of tichel. Im hischel asis isim piha. Now, the two ways you can make this tichel, from the rim of the tichel or from the top, and then work your way around. So if he begins from the rim of the tichel, in a mekabel tumah, chigma karka isa. The hischel mekarka isa begins from the back of the tichel, in a mekabel tumah, chigma is piha. Sai visai, you have to have an entire tichel. It has to be finished, it has to be woven completely for it to be mekabel tumah. Shvisa mekabel is tumah bifni atzma. They would apply a type of ornament to the top of the tichel, so that's mekabel tumah by itself. V'choteha chibolo latamlo stami, and any type of string that comes off from this svache is roi for tumah.
What's a
shvisa? Shvisa is it's a type of, it's like a tachshet that the place over the tichel. Tzvav. If the head covering is torn, if it can't contain the majority of a person's head of hair, it's torn. If a person has a cloak made from fabric, from felt, or from paper, when the moment he opens the collar. It depends on what size the shirt is. If the shirt becomes tummy, masu hutara, so when does it attain tahara? When it gets worn out, you can't use it for its original function. If majority of the shirt going up remains, but if the majority of the top part is worn out, and all that remains is the majority of the lower part of the shirt, tahar, because it's a health. If the boulder around the opening is torn, which is from the the bottom of the shirt, it still remains tar. If a person makes a belt from the collar of a garment, he removes the collar, or from the side of a sheet. Because only one side of the collar, one side of the hem is sewn. You have to apply your hem to the other side of this gartle. If you made this gartle from the middle part of a shirt or from a sheet, you have to sew both sides of this baggage for it now to be mekabel tuma. When both edges of a belt are worn out, but the middle part still remains, it's tamei. You made the belt originally with both hems, and they rubbed out. All that remains is the middle part of the baggage still attains its gather of tuma. When a hem was removed from a shirt, and he wanted to make it into a gartle. The garment of a poor person that is worn out. If the majority of its edges are intact, even though it doesn't have 3x3 full pieces of garment, but if its hem isn't kayom, if it has 3x3, it's boys that are kind of patched up material, mekabelas tuma. Vimlav, if there's no part on that garment of 3x3, it's boys, ain't mekabelas tuma. V'chein sha big dinim, the same place to other big begadim of anim. Chafalof matliyos she'ein bahen shleisha al shleisha, patches that are smaller of 3x3 tefachim, ain't mekabelas tuma. V'im chishav aleim v'chinam, if your machshav was I'm going to use them for something, mekabelas tuma, yeah, mekabelas tuma actually pachas m'shal shashash until they become less than 3x3, it's boys. Anything less of 3x3, it's boys. Even if you want to use it, it's not because of davar. So if you have this piece of cloth that is less than 3x3 tefachim that you want to use to plug a tefachim that you want to use to plug a pipe of a merchatz, ulanai beisakadero, to use like a glove to empty out the contents of a hot pot, ulkanech beisarichaim, to dust down a mill, v'chayetz ba'ilo, im shlich ba'ashba, if you discarded it, in a makabel tum. Tloy b'magel hinicha cheri adalas, if you hung it on a hook or behind the door, hariza kinish hinicha b'sech b'gad, it's like you applied it to your clothes, v'adayin hu chashav etzloy, for you it's still chashav. And therefore, makabel shah tumis, chutz m'tumis medris, shle yu pachas m'shloish atfachim. It's makabel any of the tumor, besides the tumis medris, because again, tumis medris, it can only be transferred to something that is at least 3x3 tfachim, and this is less. If we had this cloth of 3x3 tefachim that was discarded in the garbage, if it's strong enough to put inside it a quarter kav of coarse salt, and that garment wouldn't wrap up this coarse salt and the garment wouldn't rip, if the garment is too thin, or it's too frail. If, however, this shmato of 3x3 tefachim was inside one's house, im hoye body, if it was strong, even if it can't contain inside its salt, or he could put inside the salt, but it wasn't strong enough, had his tummy medris. So when do we need both body and be able to hold the salt? Is if this bag of 3x3 tefachim was thrown in the garbage. If it's still in one's house, we can take away one of the factors, and it still remains roy for tumas medris. You have a garment of 3x3 tefachim that was ripping, but the pieces didn't rip entirely. If he puts it on a chair, when he sits down, he can feel his body touching the chair, so it goes right through the baggage, because the kroim, it's an actual keter. It's still ready for tumis medris. If you have 3x3, it's boys. Even from one string of the 3x3, it's boys, was taken out, or there's a knot in one of the strings. It's a bit hard to explain. We need the image. We have shnei chutim asimin. Let's put shnei chutim asimin right over here. So it's not woven in the pattern. Over, under, over, under. Over here you have two strings that go entirely under. Shnei chutim asimin. You have these two strings that.
Right, see, this one goes over, then under, over, over. This one goes under, then over. The higher the pattern would be, this should go over, but it also goes under.
Right, yeah. So harizot tahira because it shows that it's not a real even for three by three tzvayis. The hesnish came back.
No, this one's going under.
But this one goes over, then under, then over, then over.
No, this one goes under, then over, then under, then over. We're looking these things that are across. The first one goes over, then under.
Yeah.
The next one goes under, then over.
Yeah.
The next one, according to the pattern, should be go over, then under. But it's going under. It's the same as the one before.
Ah, that's what he's saying?
Yeah.
So what about it?
So if you have 3x3, it's base of a bag, then that is the pattern. It's a Heshnish Kim bag. That's the part.
Why
and therefore, it's Tahir. It's halacha. So Tahir, because it shows that it's very worn out and mechanical nothing for anything. That's what he says. Chavav shalsha shalsha shlichli ba'ashba. If you have this 3x3 etzba garment that was thrown in the garbage, Tahir. Chaziri took it back in the house. Mekabelas tumet, tzrei for tumet. Loyim hashlachas metarat v'achzeras metamata. Throwing it out makes it Tahir. Bring it back in your home makes it tzrei for mekabel tumet. Chutz mishal garment shal zahir tayva. This is with the exception of purple wool and the red wool that is very good quality. Shafilo hisal ash, even if it's thrown out, mekabelas tumen. Even in the garbage, it's still right for kabelas tumen. Still right for tumen, pnei shechashuv. It's a chashuv zach. Chavzayin shalosh shalish and the son of a kadur. You have a bag of the 3x3 boys that you put it inside the cavity of a ball. Oisha sakad befniatzmen. You took this bag of 3x3 boys, made it into a small ball. Tahira, because you mavatul the union. Of the 3x3 boys. Aval shloisha tefachim, shloisha tefachim shenis son of bekadur. If you took a 3x3 tefachim and you put it inside a boy, harei hu kemeis shahayu mistam bemedris. It's all is ready for tumis medris. So kadur befni atzmi. If you made that 3x3 tefachim into a ball itself, in mistam bemedris shahare. Because hatefer mematir shloisha al shloisha. Because sewing this bag into a ball removes the gedder of the 3x3 tefachim that is necessary for the minimum share of tumah. Perich of Gimel, and I'm just going to discuss the Tahara amongst other begadim being Bekabal Tumah, the Tahara of certain begadim. Lach Alat Mapatz. What is a Mapatz? Who Machzeles? This is it's a mat. Sheorgan Oisam in a Chavalim that we it is woven by cords, Menasuf by reeds, Menagayma papyrus, Papyrus Achayitzbeh. Vein a Mapatz Bechlal Kelim Amunah B'Teira. Mapatz isn't included in the Kelim of the Teira list. V'afal Pichi, nevertheless, Mistami Hu B'Medres Din Teira. Din Teira it does get Tumas Medres. Shereiriba Hakasav Kol Hamishkov. V'Zeroy LaMishkov Asoyloi. It's made for leaning on. V'Chein Mistam B'Meisav B'Shat Tumas Midavreim. It's a for other Tumas Midrabanan. Kachop Pshut Ekliyetz Kamei Shabiyan. Zel Klal Gadol. Kol Shekol Hamistami B'Medres. Any Keli that gets Tumas Medres, if a Zav sits on it. Mistame b'shat tumis can also attain any other type of tumah. Halacha based kfar b'yano shebeket mistame b'shalosh shalosh kamei shebena b'shat tumis b'shalosh tefachim b'shalosh tefachim the medrus again. Dafke tzemer of a pishtim. Do we say can get tumah 3x3 tefachim? Any other type of keli is 3x3 tefachim. And again, also for medrus it has to be at least 3x3 tefachim. Gimel sak. Sak is a beggar that is made from the wool of goats or from camels. Shi'urei arba tefachim al arba tefachim. Ha'or, ha'id chamish al chamish. Ha'mapatz, this reed mat, shishal shisha. Bein lemedes, bein l'shar atumas. Ha'pachas meishun ha'elu, if we have any measure less than these that the Rambam listed, tahirin miklom, the med from memoriam, when does he above apply, bekera echad mehen, shenike b'loi kavanim. When you had, say, the sack of 4x4 tefachim, and there was a rip that was made unintentionally. Aval ha'keitzit bekavanim, a person who cuts from this sack with intent, because again it was done with kavana. He cuts out a small portion of the sack for like a glove of sorts, like people who cut off the figs, so they don't damage the fingers. Any shear that is made with the intent for this purpose can attain tumah. But again, it has to be at least three tzbois. So again, what do we have? To be mesakim, we have sack, which is 4x4, oil, which is 5x5, mapots, which is 6x6. So oil is more makel, it's more kal than sack, because sack is a chomashir. Even if it's just 4x4, it's makabal tum. You need oil, it has to be 5x5, which is makel. And mapots also is more makel than oil. So if a person has a bagged of Shnei tefachim in habeged, which attains tumah 3x3 tefachim, and he has excuse me, he has a portion of a baguette which attains 2x3 feet tefach, but only has 2x2 tefachim of that baguette, ubin hasak tefach. So he connected it with something that is more kal than it. Ushleisha min hasak ve'echem min ha'oy. Same idea. Abam min oy ve'echem min ha'maputz. Harizya toy min ha'medus. This baguette is toy min ha'medus. Because even though it's 3x3 tefachim, you made it of different materials, of which one only attains tumah when it is of a larger shear. Being that you attach it to something of a different level of chumrah, it doesn't give it the minimum three, the gather of 3x3 tefachim. If, however, we took something that was kal, for example, mapots. So you took two, you had 5x5 tefachim of mapots, and you connected one tefach of oil, which is on a level of chumrah than mapots. Or you had a bar min oil ve'echem min a sak, u'shleishem min a sak ve'echem min a beged. How is it? Tommy Mattis. Zekah. Kol she'hishim shiur b'chamim mimeno. Whenever we complete a shiur of beged with something that is on its most stringent level, Tommy. Min a kabu, if you complete its shiur with a beged of a lighter level, toho, it doesn't attain tumah.
So if most of the baggage is from the cow, then we say it's
totoy. It's halfnish. In order
to mashlim with the chamor,
you have to be mashlim with chamor. That's the vart. You don't have to. You can take from the original baggage. But the vart is if you have two different types of materials, one is chal and one is chamor. The chamor, you have to know what is being mashlim with. If the chamor is being mashlim with cow, oh, it's a halft. If the cow is being mashlim with chamor, it's a halfnish. That's the cow that I'm looking at. If a person had worn out different types of sieves that he wanted to use for sitting on, once he actually cuts off the extremity, the strings, and makes it roi for a, and then it falls on the gather of mapots for dahin with 6x6 tefachim. Vav chalak shel katan, a shirt of a minor. Of an infant, it has to have the minimum shear of shlosha tefachim al shlosha tefachim. V'nim det kafu kibriyos. Interestingly, we measure the 3x3 tefachim. Some garments are made. Take for example a shirt. It's not just one material. It's folded over and then it's sewn together. So that is how we measure it. After it's folded over, we measure the 3x3 tefachim. Ve'elon dodim fulin. Other items such as these, as the ramam, are measured when they are doubled. Garments that a person wears over his feet, falashikaim, over his shins, besereish, over his head, v'michnasayim, person's trousers, v'hakoiva, and a hat, v'kish, opunda, and a pocket of a person's vest, type of undergarment. V'maklis shetlal ha'safa. If a patch is sewn over the edge of a garment, im pshuta nimdedes imo, v'mkfulon nimdedes kfula. If that patch is just, again, it's a flat sheet, so it's measured 3x3 tefachim as a flat sheet, but if it's a folded sheet, we measure it as a folded sheet. So you had the baguette that was ready to be mekabel tuma, and it got tuma, and then you finished making the baguette. But when it got tuma, it was a bona fide baguette. Kuli medris, the whole baguette now is tami medris. If you went to the original patch of 3x3 tefachim, you took away a string, tami medris. It's considered alterishin, but hurishin keklishin nagam medris. Not the chod echad mitchilase. So what happens if before you finish the baguette you took away a string of the 3x3 tefachim? The charke chishlo mes kol baguette, and then you finish the entire baguette. Kol baguette tami maga medris, because the contact of medris with this baguette occurred when the original patch was less than 3x3 tefachim. So it's only considered maga medris. V'chein baguette shenerak boy shoshes boys or shoshes boys. If you have a baguette made from tzemer pishtim 3x3 it's boys. V'nitma b'meis. They got tumah from a mess, then you finish the entire baguette. The baguette kolich meimeis. Not luchatecha mitchilos. If you remove the strand from the original 3x3 boys, toy mit meimeis. I will tumah maget meimeis. Hatzarishon. Not luchatecha mitchilos. The charke chishim is called a baguette. If you had the 3x3 boys that became an av, you remove the string. Now it's toy. Then you finish the whole baguette. Hakol tohoy. Frak deram v'lomi hakol tohoy. Why do we say that if you remove the string by the 3x3 boys and you finish the garment, it remains toy. And if you have 3x3 tefachim and you remove the string and then you finish the baguette, it's considered maga medris. Says in Amnum, if any measure, any baguette that is less than 3x3 is boys, tohid meklum, it can never get tumah. If you have 3x3 tefachim, that becomes less. So therefore, if we have this baguette that was 3x3 tefachim, you remove the string and then you finish the baguette, to this chaticha that was originally tami medris, we say it's maga medris, because ideally it's still ready for tumah. But if we have a patch that is 3x3, it's boys, that is tummy, and then you move a string, you finish the baguette, we say it's tar. Ches, matl shehi midris, tla la kupa o yala ur. If a person has a patch that is tummy medris, and he kind of suspended it to a box, or hides nasa hakalishin the tumah, because it's part of the beged. It's part of the you suspend it in a way that it becomes one with the kaver. Hifrish shesamatlis. If afterwards he separated the patch, ayakupa yoy rishin with nishnog of a metris. The matlis tahir. But now, interestingly, the matlis is tahir. Shekivan shetlova hifrisha batla, because when you attach it to the beged. And now it tamed the gather of Beged. Now that you removed it from Beged, so is Beged. So now it's not Tommy Bechlal. Klala Beged Oyel Asak. If you attach it to a Beged of Tasak, Nasa Hakamedris, Bahare Hakel of a Tum. Hifrisha again, if you took it off, Hare Habegad Oyasak Rishain. In this case, the patch was from Beged of Sak, and therefore it retains its gather of Rishain. Shrey Nogam Medris. Bahamatlis Av Tumma Kishoris, and that patch that he took of is Av Tumma. Shaina Batel Al Ha'arik. Unlike in the first case of Alach Ches, where the Rambam says bottle, in this case we don't see it's bottle. Therefore, it attains its gather of tumah. Tafra matl salabeged, kishet ala'am ruch achas, im shteruchos kimin gam. If he sold the patch onto the other beged, from one side or from the side that looks like an L shape, eini chibor, v'loy nasa hakel av. So therefore, if that patch was an av, and you sold it in a very temporary manner to the other beged, ela magamedris bovad, it's only considered magamedris. If you made a good stitching in a way that you attach the patch to the beged, then we do say it's considered a good chibur, and the tumor transfers from that patch to the rest of the beged. Yeah, right over here. So we see over here as well. Right. So this way, if he sewed it like this, so the tumor doesn't go from this patch to the rest of the beged. But if he sewed it like this, so it's mamish connected to the rest of the beged in a strong way, then the tumor does spread to the rest of the.
From the matlis, the whole beged becomes
coming. Yeah.
Like, but it doesn't come out
on the right? No, nasa hakilav. If it's sewn in a way that is temporary, then the rest of the beged is considered mago, whatever the patch is. If it's sewn in a way that becomes one with the beggar, then the whole beggar attains the gather, whatever the patch is. It's hard to remember, it's tfachim, it's boys. If we have three by three...
Good way to remember.
Yeah.
Shleisha,
tfachim. Because let is etzba, but no.
Yeah, and shalish is etzba. Shleisha.
No.
Again, shleisha is tfachim.
Yeah.
And shalish is etzba. This guy is not spread. So shleisha, shleisha, shenitma v'medras.
Yeah. What's the sim? What's the simon?
Shleisha. It's a nikeva.
Ah.
Nikeva.
But it's tfachim. Shleisha is tfachim, not a device.
Shleisha is tfachim, yeah.
Okay, fine. Shleisha, shleisha. I'm not sure I got it. Shleisha, shleisha, shenitma v'medras. We have three by three tfachim, that is tumis medras. V'chakech nechlak. And then it happened afterwards. It was
a nikeva, I think.
That's the part. So therefore, it's his boys. Okay, good. Oh, so you have three by three. But numbers, it's different, right? It's different. Shleisha, shleisha, shnitim b'medris. You have three by three tfachim. There's tumis medris. V'chakech nechag. Then the patch was split. Tarim in medris. V'im b'krei mero tumah klal. None of the sides of this ripped, semi-attached cloth atomic. V'hinam k'shivrei kli shenitma avol beged shenitma v'medris v'garment got tumis medris v'karim imena shloshes bois shloshes bois and ripped off through Rithrid's bois oisei kera tarim imena medris avol tomi maga medris. That small patch isn't an av, but it's a lishin. Why? Shebe eis pli shosim in a beged hagadil nitma b'maga, because whilst you were moving it off, it was still attached to the original beged. It's al derech, not to complicate things. When the guy who's Tommy has a rain on him and tries to get it off. Yud. I'll explain after this. Sadan shenitma b'medris. If a cloak got tumis medris, so it's an av. Chakech asol pareches and use it to, a curtain, vilon. Tarim in a medris, because now it's not for human use. I mean, masu hu tarosim in a medris. What stage of the process of the production of the this curtain does become tari? M'shiyikshu by halulois, handikapashe. The moment he attaches the rings, so he nitla behen kesha pareches, so that he can put the rod through and then suspend the pareches. Lachid aleph. Yeah, lulois of the right.
The lulois is not the
rings. The lulois are the hoops.
Are the loops?
Are the loops? Exactly. Yeah. Tal shehi midris v'itbila. The person has a garment that is medris, and he put it into the mikveh. So he kind of ruined the beged. The kodim she out of shimsha hischol krim menokera, and then he began to rip it before sundown. Came the shenekra baruba shuvan echiba v'tayru kula. Shuvan echiba v'tayru kula. The moment the majority of the beged is ripped, it attains tahara. Afal pishadayin yishtayr b'kadei ma'aferes shalik. Even though there remains at the bottom of the beged an unripped piece of garment that can be used for shmati. Sharei hu kerei v'hoylich, because we can see by the way that he's ripping is that he's ultimately going to finish ripping the garment. He put into mikveh that day, and he's ripping it before sundown. So therefore, we can assume he's going to finish ripping it. Therefore, even though he hasn't yet finished ripping it, it attains tahara. Being that we see that he didn't care to be matpul it, because he was matpul it, it ruined the echos of the garment. He also won't care to finish ripping it, and therefore, the fikach kula tahara.